So yes, I'm Kelly, and thank you. I did have the opportunity to work on a research team with the Program for Integrative Medicine and Healthcare Disparities at Boston Medical Center with the first speaker this afternoon, Dr. Paula Gardner. And so she also discussed this group visit model, and so I might breeze over it a little bit, describe it in a little less detail since she already went over it this afternoon. So our study, we had a PCORI-funded pilot study which assessed the feasibility of introducing an embodied conversational agent on a tablet computer into an integrative medicine group visit model. I have nothing to disclose. So as Dr. Gardner had said, BMC offers these IMGV, this model for patients with chronic pain and depression, and they have been offering this for quite some time. It's a 9-week model, and it includes integrative medicine, mindfulness-based stress reduction in a weekly group visit format. The participants also are encouraged to practice self-delivered integrative medicine techniques like massage, acupressure, MBSR, and chair yoga. And preliminary data of the effectiveness of IMGV were positive. The model provides education and support to participants with chronic pain and depression. So our team wanted to know if supplementing the IMGV model with technology would be feasible or beneficial for our patient population. We created an app that we refer to as Gabby. She's an embodied conversational agent, or more succinctly, a virtual health coach that is designed to deliver the information from the group visit about integrative medicine and MBSR in a conversational dialogue. The aim of our study was to test the usefulness of the Gabby app in supplementing the IMGV components, access to care, education, and social support. We were also testing the feasibility of having Gabby guide patients through self-delivered integrative medicine and MBSR practices and educational information on the patient's own time outside of the group setting. We recruited 20 adults with chronic pain and depression to partake in 2 pilot groups. Last winter, participants took baseline and follow-up surveys. We measured socio-demographic information of our participants, the amount of time that the participants spent with Gabby, our patients' experiences with Gabby, and how the content and delivery of the information affected the participants' health and difficulties and benefits of using the Gabby system. Gabby was available as an app on which was installed on the home screen of Dell tablets, and the participants borrowed these tablets for the duration of the study. Our participants were predominantly around 47 years old and predominantly female. 50% of our participants identified as Black, 25% as white, and 25% as Hispanic, and 5% as Native American. Most of our participants were on sick leave or disability and made between $10,000 and $29,000 annually. On average, participants spent about 90 minutes with Gabby over the 9-week study. So not all participants used Gabby, but some participants used the app quite a bit, up to almost 300 minutes. So we also, 13 of the 20 participants reported their experiences with Gabby. They completed follow-up questionnaires, and we asked them to rate their experiences on a scale of 1 to 7. So on average, we saw some that they were fairly satisfied or quite satisfied with how Gabby helped, or with talking to Gabby about reducing their stress and about healthy eating, and also found that Gabby was helpful in improving their health, both stress and eating. They found that Gabby was pretty easy to talk to and was trustworthy. Gabby was perceived, Gabby was perceived as supportive and encouraging, and would use Gabby again, and would even refer Gabby to others. But they felt neutral in their preference for chatting with a medical provider over Gabby. So we also asked them, how did spending time with Gabby affect their health? And we've got some just selected quotes. Let's see. I'm eating a lot more vegetables I would never have thought of eating. I am continuing to do mindful eating. I would refer her to other people. She brought me into a whole other stage in my life. She gave me insight into a lot of other ways I can deal with my pain and depression. We also asked about the difficulties of using Gabby. Like I said, Gabby was an app on these tablet computers. The tablet froze, and it didn't have a lot of memory. So when I took photos, Gabby would freeze if I tried to go through more than one session. I didn't use Gabby because it made me stressed to think about homework. We were asking the participants to use Gabby at home to practice their massage, self-acupressure, and meditation. And having that homework was stressful. Her voice and the way she spoke was too mechanical. She didn't have a function to remember how much I'd completed of the sessions. Sometimes you had to go through the whole lecture again to get a small tidbit of the information you wanted. But there were also benefits of using Gabby, denoted here. Gabby can be company when you do not work and you are at home. You can talk about something positive, and you never have an argument. How sweet is that? She was almost like a personal assistant. She kept you organized and was there explaining things every step of the way. If you needed any piece of the session repeated, she could do it. And the movements that she did were limited, but they were something. I can do it at my own leisure. It was educational, but also presented in a manner that it was easy to take. It felt like she was a real person. She greeted you by name and asked about how your day was. So there were absolutely limitations to this study, specifically the technical issues that arose during their pilot study. The tablets were not always easy to use or to navigate, and the app had a few bugs that needed to work out. Also, we had a diverse group with varying levels of health literacy and experiences using technology. Some participants did not want to use the tablets or were deterred by technology. Some participants were eager to use the tablets and the app to their fullest also. Earlier this year, Boston experienced wicked snow blizzards, which made it hard for participants to attend groups, and the weather actually impacted their pain and their mood. Conclusions: we found that it was feasible to introduce a tablet with an app like Gabby into the 9-week IMGV model. We learned a lot from the pilot groups, like how best to introduce the tablets and Gabby, how frequently to remind participants about Gabby, and what protocols to create to solve the technical issues. The Gabby system has been updated and the bugs were worked out. Prior to the launch of a multi-site randomized study at BMC and the affiliated health centers that Dr. Gardner already discussed. Future iterations of Gabby will also utilize a smartphone, and study participants have informed us that having Gabby available on a phone will make her much more accessible and increase the usability. So, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. And if you have any questions about this pilot study or about the ongoing randomized trials, you can contact Dr. Gardner. Thank you. How do you get the app? Since this is still an ongoing study, the app is not currently available to everybody. But you can participate. You can move to Boston and participate in the study. Sure.
So, who developed the app, or who you have to collaborate with in order to?
Fantastic. We collaborated with Northeastern University, and let me go to my title slide here so I can get their full, there it is. Northeastern University College of Computer and Information Science. Tim Bickmore and his team developed Gabby. I helped write the scripts that Gabby says about nutrition, stress reduction, and exercise, but it was in full collaboration with their team. There are different iterations of Gabby. This study, Gabby has been used in different formats as well, or different topics, health topics. It started as more for prenatal health and has also been used in depression specifically, and as for this chronic pain and depression. So I don't know the first time how long it took, but just making Gabby a standalone app, like on these Dell tablets, they didn't need to use the internet to access this app. What happened, so creating that or making that possible did take some time, but the different iterations have been interesting to watch the progress in how Gabby looks, the sound of her voice, and then her her transition from only availability on a PC to now on a tablet, and then very soon on a phone as well. Oh no, she sounds like, there's actually a website where you can select voices. I recommend going to it because it's pretty entertaining. But we actually, there were focus groups about what her voice should sound like or what Gabby should look like. This is Gabby, this picture, and it was, you know, we had Gabby in a, prior to my coming onto the team, but Gabby wore a white coat at one point. How did that make the participants feel? Not so, you know, they wanted her to look more like a peer, but also sound like a provider. That's why she's a coach, but she's also a peer. And her voice, not too authoritative, compassionate. And so there's actually a lot of thought was put into how she looks and how she sounds prior to me being on the study, but yeah. Yeah, actually, in this format, this is a 9-week study, or sorry, 9-week format, and the coordinator, the group visit coordinator, would call every week to remind them we're meeting on Monday at X time, a reminder to bring their tablets, bring their questions, and to practice. And practice with Gabby specifically. So there was definitely a nudge every single week of, have you used her? Would you please use her prior to attending the group?
Yeah. No more questions. I only thank all of our speakers.